Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Hi again, welcome back to the live podcast on Unica Radio. This podcast shares the experiences of people who volunteer or used to volunteer. We dive into inspiring stories of individuals making a positive impact by volunteering. Today, we have a very special guest, Paulina, who has an impressive background in volunteering and international experiences during her university years. Hi, Paulina, how are you?
Hi, Pauline, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much for being with us today. I would like to ask you as a first question if you could briefly introduce yourself, who you are, and how you got into volunteering.
So hi everybody, I'm Paulina. I'm originally from Moscow. I'm 24 years old and I've been living in Belgium for the past 3 years. I have been studying international relations and then majoring in my master's in conflict and development. And now I'm working in an NGO that works on economic justice issues.
Thank you very much for sharing. So you have a lot of volunteering experience, which I believe took place mainly in Moscow. Would you like to tell us about the organizations you volunteered for?
Of course. I think I will start a little bit from the background. So I have been really active in volunteering since I was in high school, and then I got even more involved in parallel activities throughout my university years. I've been volunteering for a local refugee organization. It was the only one that was running in Russia at the time. Unfortunately, it's closed as of now. I was also a part of the ESN crew at my university and was first a volunteer and then got promoted as a project manager. And then I was also participating in the FIFA volunteering program when the World Cup happened in Russia in 2018.
Thank you for sharing. So you've worked with refugees and you've worked for ESN and then volunteered for the FIFA World Cup. Lots of different experiences. Thank you very much for sharing. Right now we're gonna take a short music break and then we will be back to hear about Paulina's experience as a volunteer. Stay tuned. Hi again. We are back on live with Paulina, who volunteered for different organizations during her bachelor's degree. Paulina, how are you? Still good?
Yeah, thank you very much. Super happy to be here.
So, as you mentioned, you volunteered with refugees in Moscow. And I would like to ask you about your daily activities, like the activities you would do with them. What did your role consist of?
We normally worked with refugees in different capacities. So the first one was just helping with translations of official documents in the office, then going to different appointments with them through different administrative processes, like going to doctors or going to the migration office and helping them with their documents. And then also I was lucky enough to mentor a family from Congo that were living in Moscow and their small daughter was going to school, and I was helping them with translation, communication with the school administration and teachers in general. And sometimes I would help the girl to do her math homework because she struggled a little bit.
Nice. And how old was the girl?
She was only 6 years old and she was quite well speaking in Russian, but she still needed some help and support. And of course, it was also hard for them, given the fact that they were from a completely different country. Also, being Black in Russia is difficult. And so sometimes I would be involved in mediation with other kids and also just being a friend to her, I guess.
Nice. Yeah, so it seems like this experience also brought a lot. And so you would go to schools and work, volunteer as a mediator between her and other kids as well. Thank you for sharing. And then you delved into another organization, ESN, which is the Erasmus Student Network, which basically mainly organizes events for Erasmus students and so on, if I'm not mistaken. And I'd like to ask you what you were doing for them. So you started as a member of the organization and then you ended up as a project manager organizing different kinds of events for these international students. And I'd like to ask you how did that happen? Like, how did you enter ESN and how did you go from a regular member to project manager?
It was a very fun experience for me, and it was really nice meeting international people who would come to Russia and Moscow to experience in different culture, explain them the differences in student life and cultural events, and just involve them in as many local activities as possible. And it gave me so much gratitude as well to meet people from all parts of the world. I would recommend to everyone who's now studying to meet international people, because you create these special, amazing bonds that you can cherish for life. And so I was super, super interested and involved in the day-to-day life of the organization. And we had a very solid crew of members who were working on different issues. We were also quite institutionalized, meaning that we would receive funding from the university, and to do some activities, we would have to negotiate with the university crew. And I was quite good at that. And I was also good friends with everyone in the team. So we would have regular elections and regular hangouts. And I decided, why not to take this step? I'm interested, and I participated a lot in all of the events. I know how they're done, and it's also important to maybe first have a friend or a mentor who can help you learn some things, and then you just get a grip of them and be brave and go ahead with it. And I decided to take that step, and I was voted by my team, so people trusted me and I had good relationships with them. And I was the project manager for the year, and we would organize an incredible variety of events, from cultural to trips, going to different cities. That was also part of the fun of it. And we would also organize parties, but also culture cafes, where we would encourage all international students to share their culture with us. We would organize movie nights and book clubs, and it was just such a fun time. So I think, you know, finding international students and bonding with them brought me so much joy, and also looking at my culture and my city and my country through other eyes really, really helped me and taught me so many new lessons, and I grew as a person as well.
Wow, thank you very much for sharing. Indeed, it seems like an amazing opportunity to meet a lot of international people, also to develop your own skills, like you said, but also, yeah, to... It must be really interesting to perceive your own country through the eyes of others. And indeed, it seems really nice to join ESN. We also have here in Cagliari a ESN team, and they also seem to be really, to bond a lot and to meet a lot of people all the time, to be really active and so on. So yeah, it seems really interesting and fun. Seems like a really, really nice experience. So thank you very much for sharing. Right now, we are going to take another short music break, and then we will be back on live to hear about Polina's experience as a volunteer for the FIFA Cup. Stay tuned! Hi again! We are back on live with Polina, who used to volunteer in Moscow for different organizations. We have discussed Polina's experience as a volunteer with refugees, and in particular with one refugee family from Congo in Moscow, and as her experience as a volunteer for ESN, which is the Erasmus Student Network, for which she went from a regular member to project manager, for which she organized a lot of events with international students and so on. Thanks again for being with us, Polina.
Thank you.
So one of your experiences, the last one we'd like to talk about, concerns your volunteering experience for the FIFA World Cup. This is quite peculiar. And I think myself and also our listeners would be really interested to learn more about it. Like, how did you end up there? What did you do?
It was a really fun experience, and I was always a fan of sport events. And when we understood the World Cup was coming to Russia, it was a huge buzz. Of course, FIFA created this whole website for young people to get involved. I applied. I was really, really nervous, and I thought that it would have a huge selection process, because from start to finish, it took around 3 months to get full recruitment. And so that's something that maybe you should look forward to if you apply for big international events like this. So don't stress. It will take time, but then it's completely worth it. And so because of my background and my knowledge of different languages, I was able to apply for section in hospitality working with national teams. I was very, very lucky, really extremely happy to do that job. I was stationed at national team's hotels where they were working, and I was working with their management and the players and helping them with any type of needs that they required, like picking up IDs or when I'm running for pizza or anything that they needed. Of course, the environment is quite strict, and sometimes it was really, really overwhelming, but the experience itself and meeting the players in person, standing next to them and having access all around as a volunteer makes you really proud and excited. That was so I think one of the ways that I was able to get this volunteering is, and to do this volunteering, is because of my genuine interest in football, but also my love for languages. And I was able to volunteer with national teams of Spain, Portugal, Senegal, Saudi Arabia. The knowledge of the languages like French and Spanish really, really helped me get to those opportunities. So a huge advice: if you want to do international volunteering, learn languages, be excited and interested in getting into big events. They're always very fun, and then one day you will end up sneaking into the Portugal versus Morocco match in the middle of a huge stadium for free, and you see Ronaldo with your eyes. So sometimes it happens like that.
Wow, thank you very much for sharing this story. This is so amazing. It seems like a really fun experience of volunteering, and you must have really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I absolutely did.
And now I'd like to ask you to tell our listeners, what advice would you give students or young adults who are interested in volunteering, whether it is locally or internationally?
I think that's a great question. I've asked it to myself so many times. I think a place to start is definitely look within you. Of course, you're not going to have all of the answers. Pick something that you're just passionate about. It can be anything. It could be sports, it could be animal rights, it could be feminism, LGBTQI+. You could love film or, I don't know, photography. And then just go on Google and look up what kind of organizations work in that field. For instance, I was really passionate about refugee and politics, refugee rights and politics. And so I just Googled my local organization next to me that was working on those issues, and I was able to get involved. Always be proactive and don't hesitate to call the organization, drop them an email and tell them how motivated you are and what you want to do, or if they need any help. It's always appreciated. I would also say that just being a well-rounded, up-to-date person also helps. I think following different social media, news outlets, alternative pages, getting involved into cool events that are promoted in your city or in your country in general, they're always worth exploring. And I think it's also really, really important to expand your friend groups and meet new people that can also lead to your extended interest of getting involved in certain movements. So for instance, for me, I was friends with a person who was a member at the ESN, and then I met their friends, and then I was like, oh my god, this is so fun and interesting. Why don't I also start? Just surrounding yourself with people who are proactive and interested and excited to explore life and do social things and get involved in the social movements, I think is really, really key. And just having an open heart and a fun attitude to life, and don't stress over university that much, because much more stressful things are gonna come after that. And enjoy, and hopefully this motivates you to explore your passions and stick to your values and your volunteering and do the good work that is needed in the world.
Thank you so much for sharing and for these last inspiring words. Thank you very much, Paulina.
Thank you, Pauline, and thank you for all of those who are listening to this.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.
Bye.